Welcome to the Inside Out Show. I'm Devin Almonte, and together we are learning to see the world through God's eyes and doing our best to live that out in our everyday. Merry Christmas to you. I hope you're gearing up for just a wonderful holiday. And now perhaps this is actually making you think of some loved ones that desperately need to know Christ in their lives, and you're just longing for that person to know them. We think if they could just get it, like if we can just get it through their heads, but maybe they're downright refusing. They might even be laughing at us. And it's easy to think that, okay, they're just hopeless. They're too far gone. They're indifferent. But they're not, because that was very much me, one of the too far gone to understand Jesus, let alone have faith. So not where I was headed. I made fun of people that went around praising God, and I thought they were very weird. I thought Christians were just these weird people. And now here I am praising God every day with you. So let that be your hope today, because with God, anything is possible. One of my favorite verses, Luke 1:37. So have hope for your family members today. I do believe we're called to reach them, yes. Are we responsible for their coming to faith? No, I think our job will always be to be obedient to Christ. And if we don't take our eyes off of Christ, we're going to be just fine. And that's what I want to talk about. Vision. We are all watching, believers and non-believers. We are all watching something. We're all watching someone. And what we watch has the ability to build us up or tear us down. It's going to influence towards sin and evil, or it's going to influence us toward the goodness of God. And if we are longing for our loved one to know Jesus, we don't have to force their hand to open God's word. We don't have to hand them a list of their sins so that they're aware of all the ways that they're wrong. We can show them Christ by being just like Christ. And we're going to do that imperfectly. But for their vision, when they look at us, and if they see Christ, that is what is going to change hearts. What they see in our behavior, our habits, our actions, our stillness, our peace in all circumstances. Maybe this is the very Christmas gift that we can give this year, and we don't even have to cover the cost. It's already been paid.